Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the growing number of women who are joining jihadi groups in the Middle East. Hundreds of young Europeans and others have joined the groups. Experts estimate that up to 10% of the new members are women.
This idea of radicalization is very, very popular at the moment, but actually our understanding of it is very limited.
Then we will report on the continuing effects of the third year of drought in the Western American state of California. This water shortage is causing many Californians to urge the state to change its water policy. Early next month, Californians will vote on a plan to improve the state's water supply.
We've been doing things a certain way for over 100 years, but everything has changed. We have climate change, we have these unprecedented droughts.
The growing number of European women joining jihadi groups and the growing effect of drought on the people of California. Those are our subjects today on As It Is from VOA. Hundreds of young Europeans and others have joined jihadist groups in the Middle East. Experts estimate that up to 10% of the new members are women. These women are reacting to the lure or appeal of a pure Islamic state, and they seem to like the idea of fighting in combat for the jihadists. Bob Doty has more.
Hundreds of girls and young women are leaving Western nations to join the Islamic State and other radical groups. It is hard to say how many join, but France appears to be a leading exporter of such women. Almost 1,000 jihadi fighters came from France. More than 60 of them were women. Catherine Brown is a lecturer with the Defense Studies Department at King's College, London. She has been studying the role of women in jihadi movements.
This idea of radicalization is very, very popular at the moment, but actually our understanding of it is very limited because what's become really, really clear is that individual motives are very, very diverse.
Ms. Brown has looked at social media to find out why Western women are interested in joining the jihadis.
Women join radical groups and travel to Islamic State for both personal and political reasons. I really resist this idea of saying it's all about, you know, emotion, or it's all about finding a husband. It's all impulsive or irrational.
She says some women do want to become jihadi brides, someone who marries a jihadist fighter. But others like the idea of a Muslim nation, such as one described by the self-described Islamic State, even when Islamic State methods are clearly brutal. Dunia Buzar heads a new Paris center to prevent people from becoming radicals. She says men are interested in arguments like fighting evil. Recruiters use humanitarian arguments to lure women. Ms. Buzar says the recruiter's first method is getting women to believe they must die in the Holy Land to save those they love. She said a second way is to tell them they must do good works there. She says that interests lots of women who want to become doctors, healthcare, or social workers. But Islamist expert Louis Caprioli says the Islamic State also is sending a more activist message. He is a former top anti-terrorism official.
L'État islamique a fait un changement complet.
Mr. Caprioli says the Islamic State supports women in the jihad, so it is not just going out to do social work. But he says it is urging them to really take an active part. He says videos show women using strong language, threatening to kill people, and holding guns. Catherine Brown says these images have a strong effect, even if few women really fight.
And the reason it's significant is because of our biases, because it's powerful in our society to see women engaging in acts of violence. So it's a propaganda coup.
I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to As It Is on The Voice of America. People in California are suffering the effects of the state's third year of drought. This water shortage is causing many Californians to urge the state to change its water policy. Early next month, Californians have a chance to vote on a plan to improve the state's water supply. Jerry Watson has the story.
The fountains are dry at the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles. Museum officials turned off the water as part of a statewide campaign to save water. Officials have restricted use of water on grass, trees, and other plants. And those who disobey the rules can be punished. People living in Los Angeles recently heard the head of the local water agency talk about the crisis. His comments about the shortage worried Sherry Shankar. She heard him speak at a meeting held by the group Town Hall Los Angeles.
We've been doing things a certain way for over 100 years, but everything has changed. We have climate change. We have these unprecedented droughts.
The third year of extremely dry weather has left some reservoirs, water supply centers, at almost record low levels. And the springtime snowpack measures 20% below normal. The springtime snowpack provides much of California's water. Prices for California farm produce are rising. As further proof of the crisis, farmers in the usually fertile Central Valley are not planting their fields. Dan Arataberry grows pistachio and almond nuts, garlic, wine grapes, and other crops near the city of Fresno. He depends on groundwater, which he pumps himself. But the amount of water he can receive from the state has fallen to zero. He says the results of the drought are shocking. Doug Parker is a water policy expert with the California Institute for Water Resources at the University of California. Mr. Parker says the water system has fallen behind in meeting the state's needs. He says the climate and water sources are both experiencing more changes now than in the past.
What we do know from the climate change data is that we're going to get more droughts, and we're also going to have more flood-type years as well. So we need to be able to build a system and have a system that adapts to that variability in water.
A few California communities are now depending on emergency water supplies. Voters will be asked in November to pay for improvements to the water system. I'm Jerry Watson.
That's our program for today. I'm Christopher Cruz. Thank you for listening.